Once there was a young couple who loved God very much and were ready to make their own way in the world. They were tailors, and times were hard, and they were not able to find anyone who wanted to pay them to mend clothes or sew new clothes. And so they were concerned because week after week they saw that they had less and less money, and they saw that very soon, in order to have enough money for food, they were probably going to have to sell their golden candlesticks. They had been given two beautiful golden candlesticks when they had been married as a gift, and they used these candlesticks on all the holy days. They would light candles and then say their prayers. One day this couple was leaving their place of worship, and they saw, also leaving the house of worship, was an old man carrying a very worn prayer book, dressed in extremely tattered clothing. He had rips in his jacket and holes in his pants, and all the buttons were missing off his shirt, and they thought, we could help this man. And they said, excuse me, sir, we'd like to mend your clothing for you. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't have any money I can pay you with. And he turned his pockets inside out to show that they were empty. Not only were they empty, they were also full of rips and holes. And they said, well, we won't get any poorer by doing a kind deed, so please let us repair your clothes. So the old man went home with them, and they wrapped him up in a quilt so that they could wash his clothes, and they got out their needles and threads, and they sewed and mended and patched. They gave him some soup to eat, and then he slept by the fire while they worked and worked, making his clothes so at least there were no holes and tears. He would be a little bit warmer and look a little bit nicer. And when he woke up and put his clothes back on, he was very happy. He said, oh, it's good to be able to button my shirt again. You will be blessed for your kindness. And then he left. Well, that very same day, the couple went to market to sell their candlesticks so that they would have enough money to buy food. And on the way home, they decided to walk through the forest. They said, it doesn't cost anything to enjoy God's beautiful creation. After a time, they noticed that there was someone walking ahead of them on the pathway. The person appeared to be reading a book as he walked along, and then they noticed something really amazing. They saw that everywhere this man had stepped, in every footprint, there was a leaf made out of gold. They'd never seen anything quite like this before. They gathered up the leaves and they called out, excuse me, sir, excuse me, you dropped something. And when he turned around, they saw that it was the very same man that they had mended the clothing for, and that he was carrying his very same worn prayer book. And he said, those aren't my leaves. Those are leaves from the tree of life. If you will excuse me, I need to return to my prayers, he said. And just then, more golden leaves began to fall from the trees above them, and they looked up in wonder, and when they looked back at where the man had been standing, he was gone. These leaves are meant as a gift for us, they realized. And so they gathered the golden leaves into their bag and into their pockets and into their hands, and they went back to the market and they bought back their precious golden candlestick, and they bought candles so that they could light the candles to say their prayers. They went to their place of worship on the way home and left some golden leaves on the altar. And then when they got back to their house, their hearts were just filled with thanksgiving. And they figured out a way to attach some of those golden leaves to the golden candlesticks, and they kept them and they used them always. And every time over the years, as they had guests in their home and someone would say, where did you get those unusual candlesticks? They would tell the story of how kindness done for others can lead to surprising blessings. Let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for all the golden good things you put in our lives, for love and laughter, for our families and our church, for our school and our home. Teach us, dear God, to share kindness with others, for love of you, to bring you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.